which is by far my favorite event of the year. It's so much fun. And we go every year. We have such a great time.
It's a small town coastal festival that looks like it's going to be a blast. Great concerts. And it's that free taste too. So always good. Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast. You know it as your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Corder. We're excited to bring you another fantastic episode of Louisiana's Playground here, where we're highlighting all the fun fall festivals and events.
That's it. It's a special edition we have for you today. And let's not waste any time. Let's dive right in because we are jam-packed for this fall season.
So much is happening.
Yes. Let's open it up. 21st Annual Cameron Fishing Festival, August 8th and 9th. It's at the Lighthouse Bend Complex, that new complex there in Cameron Parish with the really nice restaurant at Lighthouse Bend. Mm-hmm. They have fishing competitions, silent auctions, musical acts, cornhole tournaments, even kids' crab races.
Yes.
The crabs are provided.
Oh, that's good to know.
So you don't have to, it's not BYOC.
Yeah, bring your own crabs.
Yeah, no. They are provided. And so a lot of fun there for the whole family. Gates open at 4:30 on Friday and 11 a.m. on Saturday. There is an admission cost, so just be aware. But it's one of those, it's a small town coastal festival that looks like it's going to be a blast.
And honestly, I know we're calling this fall events, but it's the perfect way to end summer, right?
Right, right.
The perfect way to end summer right before school starts down there in Cameron Parish. So it just puts a little bow on the end of summer vacation. Also coming up in August is some sporting events, right? So starting out with American Combat Alliance at the Golden Nugget on August 14th.
Yeah, their 49th event. That's my fighting.
Brady thinks he's part of the American Combat Alliance right now.
August 16th, you know, they're a U.S. Southern-based combat sports promotion. They do a couple of different things. MMA is a big one there, though. So a lot of really good MMA fighting. And this is a league that can eventually get guys to the UFC and those types of things if things work out the right way. So
see the next big stars there at the Golden Nugget.
So, but it's a well done event, and it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Also, unless you live under a rock, it's about to be football season.
Woo-hoo!
My favorite time of the year.
Yes.
Love football, and especially college football. Man, it's so good. And we've got a great college football program here that's coming in with a lot of buzz this year. McNeese football has a new head football coach, Matt Viator, as he's trying to get them back to their winning ways. And he was the last one to do it consistently.
Yeah.
So he's come in with a lot of experience. And McNeese has a lot of home dates this year. It starts in August with Louisiana Christian. They get Weber State in September, Southeastern, Houston Christian in October, Northwestern State, Fulcrum Demons, and UTRGV in November. So they have a loaded home schedule and a game every month. So
you can already get tickets.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it's time to get your tickets. If you're in town, season passes, tickets, they've got tailgating, of course. And especially our tent at Visit Lake Charles. So if you do come to a game, swing by our tent. We always have food available, drinks available for people just passing through.
Say hello.
For good refreshments or good conversation.
I can't wait for football season to get started.
I love it.
Along with McNeese football games come the block parties the day before, right? So on Fridays, starting August 29th, that's our first one's kickoff event, as the McNeese football block party. They're going to have Wayne Toops playing.
Who else?
It's so good. A couple weeks later, it's the Molly Ringwalds, the Flamethrowers, LA Rocks. The Chiwis are coming to town again. Still Shot. Just some amazing bands lined up for this season. And it's, of course, on Friday nights. It's over at the Robert Nolan Alumni Grove, the pavilion there, right on the corner of Common and McNeese. And it's just such a fun event. There's the free live music, obviously. There's food trucks coming.
Yep.
And no tickets are required. You just come and have a good time.
Yeah. And so and it's really worth it. I mean, great concerts. And it's that free taste, too. So,
yeah,
always good. Then it's the Cow Cam Fair. It's a little earlier this year. In September, this time, September 4th through 7th, they're over 100 years old.
Yep.
And in fact, we talked about their 100-year anniversary here on the podcast on episode 2, back when its podcast was in its infancy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to hear some history about it, Great episode to listen to. They have pageants and talent shows and concerts on Friday. Then they have the livestock show and bullfight on Saturday. Free admission for 10 and under.
Which is great.
Yes. So 10 and under is free admission. Lots of carnival rides. The carnival this year opens Thursday at 5, and then it lasts through the whole weekend. So.
I think this was the first fair we ever brought Philip to.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he was just like a year old or so, and this is the very first fair we brought him to.
And loved it.
He loved it. Got to do a lot of rides. I mean, considering he's only like one, right? He still got to do a ton of the rides out there. Mm-hmm. So fun for all ages, literally.
Yeah, and, I agreed. And
such a good time. Such a good food, too.
Speaking of good food.
The Louisiana Food and Wine Festival, which is by far my favorite event of the year.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. And we go every year. We have such a great time. And again, this is an event that in its infancy, this is it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's still early in its.
And every year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just talk about showing out. Like, this is such a good event. It's got absolutely everything. World-class culinary, like demonstrations. There's a beverage celebration. It's a showcase, truly, of all things good food. Drink, music here in Louisiana.
Yeah, we've actually had two different podcast episodes kind of touching on it and really explaining it thoroughly, episode 23 and episode 51, if you want to go back and listen to really get it. But it's a multi-day event, four-day event. On Thursday, they have the Best Taste, which is a really cool event where you're seeing Louisiana's Best Taste Awards, all the chefs that are involved in that. And it's not all, like, despite it saying Louisiana Food and Wine, there is some Houston, Texas influence that we get some of the best chefs from there that come down too. So always really good. Then it goes on Friday, the fire at the lake, which is the Cochon de Lait, which is where they roast a pig. And then all they have pit masters and grill masters do their thing there. So many different options there. Yeah.
Another thing I think that's really fun here, we of course like to tout that, like Charles in Southwest Louisiana is a super family-friendly town, right? Yeah. These events are adults only. And I think that's what kind of sets it apart. It's truly like it's for the grown-ups to go have a good time.
Yep.
That's just a thing to note. 21 and older on these events. The Fire on the Lake, so good.
Yeah. Though. And then your favorite, the Grand Tasting.
The Grand Tasting. So this is on Saturday. It's all Saturday afternoon, hours long. It's an outdoor event, you know, rain or shine, but you're walking around, you've got your glass, your tasting glass, right, that you get whenever you enter, and you get to taste all the good drinks and such weird, crazy concoctions that people are coming up with, right? Taste all the great drinks that people are offering and all the amazing, incredible food. And this is where, like, chefs come and really show out.
Yeah.
And experiment a little bit.
There's been some really good stuff.
I still, like, vividly remember some certain dishes that I hope make it.
It's and way vendors back from across the country, too. You know, Tennessee had one last year that had a sipping cream, I think is what it was called.
We still talk about it. Mm-hmm.
Very good. And then that raw wraps up with the Sunday Jazz Brunch at South Lake Theater, carving stations, seafood stations, made-to-order omelet stations. They have desserts. So that one's really cool, too. So ultimately, there are so many cool events as part of the Food and Wine Festival, and it's well done and is well worth your time and money.
Very much so. Very much so. Okay, so we're coming to the end of September, right? This is when the Lost Hollows Haunted Attraction starts to open. So it always opens near the end of September. It runs through October on like Friday and Saturday nights.
Yep.
It is so scary in a good way. It's a hayride through the woods. They've got great scarers, and it gets better and better every year. You got to be brave.
They always get a lot of compliments on their scarers.
Yeah.
That's well acted, you know, because at the end of the day, you kind of allow yourself to say, all right, you know, I'm in a haunted trail ride, you know, I'm in a haunted house type of thing.
You buy in.
You have that buy-in there. And it comes highly recommended.
Yeah, people always say you can get lost on the Deadly Pines Trail, so it's really cool. It's they call it a spine-tingling path. Ooh, winding through the woods.
Spine-tingling.
Into your darkest fears.
Well, speaking of dark, only lit by candlelight, it's the Rock Orchestra over at Rosa Heart Theater on September 28th. This is actually going to be really cool. Rock and metal anthems with like a hauntingly beautiful energy, some like ethereal candlelit settings, and then it's a combination of classical music and metal. We're talking bands like Metallica, AC/DC, Rolling Stones, Rage Against the Machine, My Chemical Romance, Linkin Park, Guns N' Roses, Evanescence, Papa Roach, The Cranberries, you know, I'm sure all your favorites because they're all mine.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just listed all of like my favorite. That's my playlist right there. So much fun. And by candlelight, we've had several of these concerts come to town over the last couple, several years. And man, are they a big hit too.
Of course.
You can't beat that ambiance, right?
No, it's so cool and so different than everything else.
Okay. But then Crying Eagle's Oktoberfest Beer Festival, right? October 4th. So right at the beginning of October, it's over at Crying Eagle. They are going to have a classic like Oktoberfest games, if you will, the traditional. You can show your strength and agility. They've got Stein holding.
Agility.
I don't know if agility is really part of it, but, you know, strength and beer drinking ability, I guess. They have a Stein holding contest, a keg toss, chug, a barrel race, like all kinds of your fun Oktoberfest themes.
Yeah. And of course, because they're a brewery, they're going to be brewing special Oktoberfest beers. So this is a very limited time of when you can drink these, which is also great. And then they have a few food specials. They have a great kitchen. And so they'll go all in there, different Bavarian treats like juicy sausages, soft pretzels, all to satisfy those cravings that, you know, after you've been, doing barrel races and keg tosses, you'll have worked up quite the appetite, I'm sure.
Yes. And go make sure you
come dressed.
Order your lederhosen because they want you to wear a costume to this.
Yeah, and you need to. Come dressed.
Yeah, fun event.
Absolutely.
Okay, little different vibe here.
Just a wee bit.
Don't wear the costume for the 19th annual Rouge Blanc Wine and Food Festival. So this is Saturday, October 11th. It's presented by Banners at McNeese. The whole thing is a fundraising event for the university. And it is also just absolutely incredible. Basically, if you're still craving, if a month later you still are remembering all the things you got to taste at Louisiana Food and Wine Festival, you might see a second act here at Rouge Blanc.
And you should give in to that temptation.
You definitely should. They have a grand tasting as well. It's over at McNeese, the campus quad, which is beautiful oak trees.
It's awesome.
It's just such a fun environment. They've got live entertainment out there. It's gourmet food, delicious wine. Again, strange things that I've never tasted before. And this is that time to say,
go all in.
Yeah. It's the time to say, you know what? I don't eat this regularly or I don't drink this regularly, but let me try it out. This is the time to do it.
And they also do a best dish at the end of the whole thing for food in there. And they come ready. I still talk about it. It was like 2 years ago. They had a pork dish that was just, it was like a barbecue. Cachada
Casino came. Oh, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
I think I ate at least 5 samples of that.
He kept getting back in line.
And I'm putting samples in quotations because at that point it was no longer a sample.
Oh, no, you'll fill up there for sure.
So good. A lot of fun. Well worth it.
Okay, so let's move on. Saturday, October 18th.
Chuckfest.
Another fun one. Chuckfest. Yep.
Chuckfest. So many bands, always. Mm-hmm. So many. It's one of our largest annual free festivals. It's all about celebrating Louisiana culture, right? And Chuckfest is so cool. It's the perfect culmination of Southwest Louisiana's music, arts, culinary scene, and then just overall culture all together. And it's really worth the trip down.
Yeah, my favorite thing is that it's right there in downtown. You know, they're blocking off the roads and everything. They've got stages set up all throughout downtown. So you can't miss it, that's for sure. And it's just so much fun to walk through and get a little taste of this. It's beers and bands and everything you could ask for.
It is like the classic, like, little music fest.
It's
like
great.
City festival almost.
Yeah.
It's so perfect and a lot of fun. Then we have something that's kind of off the beaten path, but it comes really highly recommended.
Yeah.
And so credit to the Event Center for getting this one. Josh Gates Live. It's called An Evening of Ghosts, Monsters, and Tales of Adventure.
So Josh Gates, of course, is from the Discovery Channel, and he is going to be featuring like eerie paranormal encounters and cryptic investigations and all of those amazing stories that he has from traveling the globe, right? Yeah. So really fun.
And that's October 24th at Rosa Hart Theater. Yeah. And they also typically do in these shows like Q&A with the audience that really sets each show apart from the next one, because he apparently is really into answering questions and really is passionate. So it should be a really cool time.
Very cool event. All right. So, okay, fast forwarding into November, right? November 22nd, the 8th annual Smoke and Barrel Festival.
This is an event that's gotten bigger and bigger every year. Yep. The team behind it do a great job at Smoke and Barrel. It all kind of culminates with their grand tasting Saturday, November 22nd. Over 150 bourbons, scotches, whiskeys, barbecue from dozens of Texas and Louisiana pitmasters. Takes place annually on the lawn of the Calcasieu Parish Courthouse beneath majestic live oaks. And so I say it every year and I mean it. It's a event for all five of your senses. They're all going to get a treat.
For sure. This is right there on Ryan Street downtown. A great place, a picturesque venue, and amazing food. It's a celebration of fine bourbon, barbecue, and whiskey.
And I just want to make sure this is one event of many over a 4-day period. This one is just the big one, right?
Sure,
kind of very similar how Louisiana Food and Wine, the grand tasting is their big one, but there's events all week that I'm sure you'll be interested in.
And all week, Smoke and Barrel, it's free general admission. But for the bourbon and the whiskey tasting, that is a ticketed event.
Correct.
Tickets are on sale now. So go ahead and lock those
down. You're going to really enjoy a trip there.
Okay.
To that one.
So we're moving into the holiday season.
Oh boy.
And the best way to do so is with mistletoe and moss. I feel like that actually kicks off like Christmas season.
You should see these hand pumps she's doing.
I'm getting really animated in here. November 14th through the 16th, so several days. They've got 100 vendors. Talk about like, feel like you're walking into your Christmas decor supermarket, if you will. Like you're walking in and boom, it's everything you could ever imagine.
Instead of apples, it's ornaments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so also though, like it's a little bit of a problem if you're one of those that like picks out your Christmas ornaments and everything and has a theme, and then you walk somewhere and you go, oh, no, this year I should have chosen blue, or this year I should have gone with golds. And it's going to make you redecorate your entire house.
You're not speaking from experience or anything, are you?
Not at all. Mm. Not at all. To every year I decide that I need to redecorate my tree.
And this will only make it harder because starting a day later and also running through the 16th of November is Flea Fest.
Yeah, well, you got to hit both.
I was about to say, yeah, you've put them both on the list. And that's at Burton, the complex. Mm-hmm. And they offer like antiques, vintage items, handcrafted items, toys, collectibles, clothing, artwork, comic books, furniture, gifts, handcrafted jewelry, plants, old records, military surplus, like flea market style.
It's a crazy flea market. A flea market on steroids, if you will.
I mean, so it is a must-go, especially if you're already doing mistletoe and moss, get your Christmas done, and then get probably some Christmas presents done at Flea Fest.
I know people that knock off their entire Christmas list at Flea Fest every year because it's not just like antiques and like resale items. These are things like artisan soaps and jewelry and crafted things. It's an incredible thing for sure. So if you're not holidayed out by the end of November, and I hope that you're not, Saturday, November 29th is the Holiday Art Walk downtown.
Yep. Presented by the Arts and Humanities Council of Southwest Louisiana. Over 40, so dozens and dozens of art vendors in an open air market that's along Ryan Street in downtown. They kind of shut down a couple of blocks, bringing food trucks and local vendors as well for food. And they do it now in conjunction with Light Up the Lake, the city does, which Light Up the Lake is, they have like Santa's Workshop, and activities and photos with Santas for the kids. And then they have a big lighting ceremony and then a lighted boat parade and fireworks. So it's a whole thing that kind of kicks off the Christmas season here in Lake Charles. And so now they do the holiday art walk in conjunction with it. And it's all on Small Business Saturday, which is perfect how it all kind of ties together in a beautiful Christmas themed bow.
Mm-hmm. Your complete Christmas package, if you will. So we've listed a ton of things, right? But there's also a ton more that we can't even talk about, right? Entertainment acts that are coming up this season. Give us a rundown, Brady.
Yeah, so the Event Center, Golden Nugget, and L'Auberge have these following acts that are really worth your time. Like in August, coming up here later this month, George Lopez. I Love the 90s at the L'Auberge Pool. That one's going to be interesting because it's Vanilla Ice, Color Me Bad, Rob Bass. All of those will be performing at the pool.
That's
and
so much fun.
It's kind of a throwback to when L'Auberge used to do the concerts at the pool. So it's a little bit of everything. It's a double throwback, if you will. Then September, Joe Thomas. They just call him Joe. Gary Allen, Desi Banks is a comedian. John Anderson, his acoustic concert there in September. So a lot of kind of throwbacks there, R&B and country and some comedy. October, Mr. Shreveport himself, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Then you got Travis Tritt and Jamie Johnson. So a real country-themed October list. And then in November, Kim, the R&B singer, and Clint Black are coming as well in November. And look, and some of these dates, there'll be some in December that are still yet to be announced. So this is far from a definitive list as of now because we're still a few months away. And so sometimes they get kind of late ads there. So,
but so much to do in fall here in Southwest Louisiana. You literally, if you're planning a vacation here or to come to town for a couple of days, you could pick any single weekend, throw a dart at a calendar, if you will, and you're going to land on something fun here.
And as you said, these are just a few of the events. Right. These were some of the bigger ones or some of the ones that have built up through the years. Yeah. And so we wanted to make sure to kind of point them out. But there's a lot of other events. Just make sure when you come in, check out Visit Lake Charles, our event page. We try to aggregate as many events as we can there to let the people know what's going on this weekend. Yeah. You can filter by dates and times and whatever.
It's an extremely comprehensive calendar. It's the best place to look when planning your visit here to Southwest Louisiana.
I agree. So just make sure you do it. And also make sure that, I don't know, maybe you give us a like or a follow, a comment, if you will. We love to hear from our listeners. Whether you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating or review. It helps us grow.
That's right. It helps us grow our audience. And of course, that means we can further share the unique experiences that Lake Charles and all of Southwest Louisiana have to offer. You can go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more of our episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Quarter.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. See you.